Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. There is such a presence of God in this studio. You see, we're in the last of the last days. Why do I say this? There was an emphasis on the Holy Spirit, the charismatic movement, and rightfully so. There was an emphasis on the power of the Word of God and the name of Jesus, and rightfully so. But the final emphasis will be on Father God, Abba. Malachi puts it this way: before Elijah comes to announce the return of the Messiah, the hearts of the children will be knit with the hearts of the Father, and the hearts of the fathers will be knit with the hearts of the children, or there will be a curse. But guess what? The reverse is also true. If the hearts of the children are knit with Father God, there will be a great, great blessing. Yeah. Hank Kuhneman has never shared what he's going to share completely, publicly. Why now, Hank?
The Lord told me to. He said the reason why you grew up in the family that you did and you went through some of the things that you did is so that you can help others. People are hurting today. You know, one of the first things that Jesus came to proclaim was healing to the brokenhearted. People today are wanting to know, God, are you angry at me? Are you ashamed of me? Lord, do you really want to be involved in my life? And I feel that God is saying, I want to be involved. Hank, share your story. Tell people how much the Father loves them. And demonstrate.
Now, it's kind of painful, I'm sure, for you to share this. At age one, your birth father walks out on the family. Mm-hmm. Age two, your mother remarries, blended family, mm-hmm. non-Christian family. How did you feel?
Well, I felt a sense of, like, first of all, I didn't really want anybody to know my business, so to speak. And I thought, really, what difference would it make? And I felt like the things that I went through was just kind of my own story. But I realized that sometimes, especially as ministers, the whole reason we're a minister is to minister to others, to give people things that they can relate to in their life. And growing up and having a biological father, of course, he's not alive today, disappear from you, never knowing what he looked like, what he sounded like, what his features were like. And having to hold on to that was very difficult. I came to know my stepdad, who adopted me at 2 years of age, and he would raise me growing up really in a non-Christian home, never really hearing the words, I love you. It was difficult. It was tough. And I just felt like, how can anybody relate to this? And I didn't realize at the time that, Sid, there is a generation of people that some have grown up without a dad. Some have grown up and had to see their dad walk away. Some are feeling the effects of abuse and rejection. Some have never been told that God loves them. And we have to get this story out because I believe it's the final revelation before Jesus comes. And if I can take my life to help somebody else, I'm willing to do it.
Okay. Christmas time. Did you see a difference between your adoptive grandparents to their natural grandchildren and you?
Growing up, because it was a blended family, again, I was adopted by my stepdad. He was a very disciplinary, military guy. He didn't really grow up with the greatest example of what love is and really how to be a dad that expresses that kind of love. And so at Christmas, the adoptive grandparents would treat me and they would say out of their mouths something very hurtful. They would say to me, "You're not real blood. You're not one of us." They would talk about how they had a lot of money and that I wouldn't get any of the inheritance like the other grandkids would. They would say, "Well, you're not going to get a present, or you're going to get a smaller present because you're not real flesh and blood." As a young kid, 10, 11, 12 years old, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why I couldn't be like them, why I was being treated different. And it took a lot of time to not feel rejected.
You told me that you would go into your bedroom by yourself and weep.
I would cry. Yeah, I would cry because I didn't feel that sense of love. I felt them push me away. And yet I loved my stepdad no different. But to them, it didn't matter. I didn't carry their same blood. And so they made life difficult. And unfortunately, it brought a lot of strife into the family, trying to divide the family over, you know, real blood, non-real blood.
And you know how wonderful God is with this kid that his heart is crying, "I need a daddy." At age 5, God speaks to him. What'd he say?
It was interesting. I was 5 years old. I was on the island of Guam because my dad was in the military. And I was leaning up against my parents' car and I was looking up at the sky and all of a sudden I heard a voice. I'll never forget it. And it was almost like off to my right side and it began to speak to me. And it talked to me obviously in a childlike way where I'd understand. It was Abba revealing himself to me, telling me his hand was upon my life, telling me he had good things for my life. He told me that he was going to reveal who he was over a period of time in my life, and that I was to do good things and always try to do what was right. That dramatically changed me because I started feeling like there was someone or something out there that really was interested in who I was.
You know, the presence of God is getting so strong in this studio right now. Someone's neck and spine has just been healed. And I'm going to tell you something else. When you capture this revelation, no one is going to take it away from you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You think Hank Kuhneman had problems. He had an adopted father. He was a disciplinarian. Never said, "I love you." Never affirmed him. His teacher said, "You should never publicly speak. You should never write." I mean, he would go into his bedroom and weep. But at 18, he became a believer in the Messiah. And in his bedroom, he was filled with the Spirit of God and began to speak in supernatural languages. What happened?
I had a vision of heaven that night that I was filled with the Spirit of God. My mom, in fact, was yelling at the top of the steps trying to get my attention, had no idea what was going on. And as I was praying in tongues, all of a sudden, I saw myself in a place where there was like a golden river, and I could see a light all around me, and it was so bright. and I could see a figure on a throne. I fell immediately down. I couldn't stop weeping in the presence of what I believe now was, I was getting a glimpse of Abba, Abba Father, sitting on his throne, but the glory was so great, I couldn't see beyond it. And that was a very, very dramatic experience for me.
Now, how did your parents take to the fact that you are now a believer in Jesus?
Well, my dad and I had a working relationship. I worked for him, and that was basically how I would sense any kind of love for my dad. We had a great working relationship, but he didn't like the fact that I had just gotten saved because I didn't use a lot of wisdom. Sometimes, you know, when you're first saved, the tendency is you want to get everybody saved. You don't use a lot of wisdom in the sense that you beat them over the head. And I was pretty aggressive and overzealous.
Okay, they're not happy with that. I get it. You had severe acne. How bad was it?
Well, that's the part that made my dad even more angry. I had severe acne. Obviously, I worked at a service station, gas station, oil, everything. And the Lord healed me in a service that I was attending. The pastor starts speaking a supernatural word of knowledge, calls out that somebody's being healed of severe acne. And I'm thinking, I didn't know what miracles were about. I had just gotten saved. But somebody next to me, an older woman who became a spiritual mother to me, said, God's healing you of acne. All of a sudden, within a matter of days, it looked like somebody took their handprints and went to my cheeks and left their fingerprint imprints, and little circles were appearing different sizes on my face. My dad could not deny it. I began to tell him that I not only got saved, but I was being healed.
But wait a second now. He saw the severe acne. He saw it all gone.
Yeah.
Did you see those fingerprints?
Yes, but he said this. It'd be a cold day in hell before he'd believe in miracles.
But he just saw one. So how could he say that?
Well, I think part of it was my overzealousness and my desire for him to get saved. Something happened. My dad was so angry with me declaring that I was being healed, even though he could see my face was clearing up. He said something to me. We got in a heated exchange. He said, Hank, deny this Jesus or get out. We were face to face. He was that close to me. I couldn't believe it. Why am I in this confrontation with my dad? I don't want this to be happening, but it was happening. And I said, Dad, I won't deny Jesus. Now, what he was saying is he thought I was in a cult because he hadn't heard of divine healing like this. So he said, deny this Jesus, really, deny this cult in his mind or get out. And I said, I will not deny this Jesus. And the next thing I know, Sid, I'm tumbling down the stairs.
He pushed you down the stairs?
I don't know exactly. I'm not going to say that my dad did that. But all I know is, however it happened, we had a physical confrontation, and I landed on the bottom of the stairs. I looked up, and my dad was raging with anger. He said, get out. I had just graduated out of high school. I had just accepted Jesus, been filled with the Spirit of God. I had nowhere to go. I didn't know what to do. And so I began to pack my clothes. And I remember the surreal feeling of packing out of that driveway that day, not knowing where to go, questioning in my mind, is this Christianity really worth it? It just cost me my home. It cost me my dad. And I thought, well, maybe I could just go back and patch this up. But I knew if I went back, I'd have to deny the expressive, radical Christianity that I was living.
And then his father develops terminal cancer. What happened?
So fast forwarding into the future, some 20 years later, my dad developed stage 4 cancer. I began to talk to him about the Lord and about healing. I asked him, I said, I know somebody who has a healing ministry, Dad. Have you ever heard of Oral Roberts? He said, yeah. But again, his thing was, and he would say it often in life, it would be a cold day in hell before I believe in miracles. So he didn't believe in that. But he said, you know what? I know who Oral Roberts is. I said, well, I know his son, Richard Roberts, who has a healing ministry. He's having tremendous success praying for people with cancer. Can I have him call you?
Yes.
I was surprised.
Yes.
He agreed. Richard prays for him. The doctors are amazed because the spots on my dad's lungs are disappearing and they don't have an explanation for it.
Now,
my dad is seeing healing taking place.
Now, did your father believe that was a miracle?
He said, yes, he told me, he said, Hank, I cannot deny. In fact, he said, because his words were, it would be a cold day in hell. He said, hell has a little bit more ice on it than it used to.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back because you are going to capture a revelation of how much God accepts you, loves you, and is for you. Don't go away.
While Jesus walked on earth, he was the perfect example of what intimacy with the Heavenly Father would look like for every believer throughout the ages. Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen Abba, my Father." We will be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Jesus revealed Father God to humanity. Because of what he accomplished on the cross, now it is possible for everyone to cry out, "Abba, Father." Call now and get Hank Kuhneman's The Final Revelation Father God Package, which includes his anointed book and three-part audio CD teaching, My Heart Cries Abba, Discovering Your Heavenly Father in a More Personal Way. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9252. Through this book and three-part audio CD teaching, you will understand that Israel was God's firstborn son, Exodus 4:22. Learn that the better you get to know Jesus, the more you will understand how much your Heavenly Father loves you. Unlock the powerful relationship with your Heavenly Father that is available through Jesus. Be constantly reminded of your Heavenly Father's unfailing love for you. Included on the audio CDs are anointed and powerful prayers for you to receive an impartation of your Heavenly Father's love for you.
The reason this package is called the Final Revelation is just before the Messiah returns, he needs whole people, spirit, soul, and body. And the only way you get whole is to have a love affair with your Heavenly Daddy. Hank Kuhneman teaches from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation on the love of God, Abba, Daddy.
Don't miss out on getting Hank Kuhneman's The Final Revelation Father God Package, which includes his anointed book and three-part audio CD teaching, My Heart Cries Abba, Discovering Your Heavenly Father in a More Personal Way. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9252. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9252 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So Hank Kuhneman pushed out of his house, pushed down the stairs, nowhere to go, because he would not deny Jesus. And his father has stage 4 cancer, terminal cancer. Richard Roberts calls him on the phone. He's healed. The doctors don't understand it. Richard leads him to the Lord. Do you remember the first time your dad said to you, "I love you"?
If I would say, "I love you," he would say, "Same here," or he wouldn't acknowledge. But to hear him say, "I love you," is like feeling the love of God the first time that you say, "Jesus, come into my heart." Something happened. I was throwing some papers away, trying to empty out a desk. And all of a sudden, as I was tossing them into the trash can, something started swirling almost like a snowflake out of the sky. And it landed down at my feet. And I brought it with me. It was a little note that my dad wrote, ending it with, "Take care. I love you, Dad." Hearing those words for the first time, to where it wasn't forced or same here response, it began to heal my heart. And I began to have the dad after a salvation that I'd always wanted. One that I could talk about the Lord with. One that would tell me he loved me.
Did he tell you often?
Yeah, every time. Every time I talked to him on the phone. Every time I would be with him. I remember one time he said, "Hank, I want to talk to you." I was so afraid, because my dad never wanted to talk or ask my advice. I was scared, and I called him back. I said, "Dad, can I ask you why?" He said, "I just want to talk. There's some things I want answers." He wanted to know about heaven. He wanted to know about healing. He wanted to know about Jesus. And then he would say to me, whenever I would leave or drop him off at his home, he'd say, "I love you, son." And when you hear that, growing up not hearing it, it touches your heart. Even now, it's hard to hold back the tears. That's why I didn't want to share this story, but I need to share it.
I'm telling you, everyone has a void in their heart over Father, and it's really over Father God. Go ahead.
I release that anointing right now to you, whether you grew up with the Father, he never said he loved you, maybe he did, but you've been hurt and wounded. The Bible says that love is patient, love is kind. Love doesn't boil over in jealousy or in anger. We often think that's the love that we should have for one another, and it is. But I say God is love. So therefore, Abba is patient with you. He's kind. He's considerate. He doesn't act unbecomingly. He doesn't take an account of a suffered wrong. Receive that anointing right now. Some of you are being healed physically. Some of you are being touched now in your heart. Years of memories of bad experiences are going like that because the anointing is touching you and destroying that yoke and undoing heavy burdens. Receive Abba's love. Just say, I receive Abba's love.
I receive Abba's love. You tell me you have a little private place you go to and you crawl into your Abba or your daddy's lap. Explain.
It's like this. The best things are those that you experience. My upbringing, my testimony has forced me to a place where I go into my prayer time and I have a little ottoman. We should always set a time and a place. And I have this ottoman and I kneel down and I do what Jesus did. If you've seen, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my daddy. And he gathered the children to himself and he blessed them. I imagine myself coming to Abba's lap, receiving his hands to bless me, not to harm me, not to hurt me, but to receive me to his own. And I imagine my heavenly daddy putting his arms and his around me and embracing me. Sid, I have heard the tender voice of God so clearly over very specific things in the earth when I've imagined myself in Abba's lap and his arms around me.
Tell me about what's going to happen in the political situation in America, because Hank is a recognized, known, proven prophet.
Here's what's happening. Political shakings. We're going to see people who've held seats of government be thrown off their seats, so to speak. People who we don't even know about are going to fill those seats. God is looking at someone right now that he's going to put his hand upon. It's one thing to choose like they did with Saul. It's another thing when God finds David. There is being one, I'm not sure of the timing, that the Lord is putting his hand upon who will pray, who will be connected to God, and will help bring a reform to this nation. And God's going to take that person, like a David, and couple him with the compassion of a woman. And together, it's going to begin to bring the visitation of God again. The Lord is going to deal with the pride that has been upon some of these world leaders, even in our own nation. With arrogancy, they've penned legislation. God is going to overturn the seats and not let them sit in them any longer. And there's going to be a lot of changing of the guard, changing of faces. Doesn't matter what political party, because God's had enough. Jesus fashioned his whip, went in and cleansed the temple. He's going to do the same thing.
And don't let sin, you know what sin is, just interrupt that flow of God's love. God's love is always coming towards you, but there's like a shield. And when you believe that Jesus died in your place for your sins, and you repent, you tell God you're sorry. He says, I remember it no more. And then open yourself up to the love of God. Ask Jesus to be your Lord and live inside of you and begin to live and be able to say, Abba, Daddy.
While Jesus walked on earth, he was the perfect example of what intimacy with the Heavenly Father would look like for every believer throughout the ages. Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen Abba, my Father." We will be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Throughout Jesus' life and ministry, he revealed Father God to humanity. Because of what he accomplished on the cross, now it is possible for everyone to cry out, Abba, Father. Call now and get Hank Kuhneman's The Final Revelation Father God Package, which includes his anointed book and three-part audio CD teaching, My Heart Cries Abba, Discovering Your Heavenly Father in a More Personal Way. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9252.
Everyone is created with a void, a need for a father. But even if you had a good father, you don't know the love of Father God. Hank Kuhneman had a revelation that has transformed his life about Abba, which really means Daddy.
Through this book and three-part audio CD teaching, you will understand that Israel was God's firstborn son. Exodus 4:22. Learn that the better you get to know Jesus, the more you will understand how much your Heavenly Father loves you. Unlock the powerful relationship with your Heavenly Father that is available through Jesus. Be constantly reminded of your Heavenly Father's unfailing love for you.
You will feel the presence of God. People have cried. They've literally said, I feel like my heart is being mended again. I feel like I'm sensing love from a father figure for the first time in my life. And that really is important because you're important. This final revelation is this. He's going to restore the hearts of the father to the children and the children to the father.
Included on the audio CDs are anointed and powerful prayers for you to receive an impartation of your Heavenly Father's love for you.
The reason this package is called The Final Revelation is just before the Messiah returns, he needs whole people, spirit, soul, and body. And the only way you get whole is to have a love affair with your heavenly daddy. Hank Kuhneman teaches from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation on the love of God for you. No matter what kind of father you had, even if you had a good father, you don't know what love is until your heart cries, Abba, Daddy.
Don't miss out on getting Hank Kuhneman's The Final Revelation Father God Package, which includes his anointed book and three-part audio CD teaching, My Heart Cries Abba, Discovering Your Heavenly Father in a More Personal Way. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9252. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9252 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, I have a guest. He sees what are known as panoramic visions. He'll see a light over someone, and he'll pick that person out. And then he'll see photographs of their entire life right above their head, their past, their present, their future.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.